This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Starting off in Ireland. Now, Ireland.
To be sure.
And it's the Republic of Ireland, not to be confused with the northern bit.
Right.
Ireland is set to allow lesbian parents to be on birth certificates. Now, the government of Republic of Ireland has approved a bill which will enable both mothers, rather than just the person who actually gave birth, to be registered as the parent on the official document. The civil A registration bill of 2019 will allow all lesbian couples who have had a donor-assisted babies to register or re-register as the child's parent, providing it's passed through Parliament.
And that keyword parent here, they're sort of moving away from the father and mother terminology, so other parents will be able to choose to be a parent on the birth certificate.
The Department of Social Protection over in Ireland said that the changing of the law would resolve a number of difficulties in the registration of donor-assisted babies and would be brought forward as a priority.
It's coming forward, so it'll be in the next few months it'll be coming up into Parliament. The Social Protection Minister said whilst the changes proposed will affect a relatively small number of people, they touch matters that are very sensitive and of great importance to those families affected. I think that's lovely.
Ireland has made huge steps in a number of areas associated with LGBTI plus rights. In 2015, the Gender Recognition Act allowed trans people to change their legal gender based on a system of self-declaration with without need for a medical documentation.
And where there is good news, there's bad news. Across to Chechnya now, where two men have died from extreme torture and about 40 more people detained on suspicion of being gay, including for the first time two women. Since 2017, there have been these reports coming out of Chechnya of men being executed, detained and tortured for their perceived sexuality. And have had to flee Chechnya. Chechnya, if you're not sure, it's located in the northern Caucasus region of Russia. It's a very Muslim majority region. Its president has said that parents of LGBT children should kill them to remove the shame from their family. That's setting the context for you.
A Russian LGBT network said that two people have been confirmed dead and they have died from the torture while in detention.
The detentions are quite often carried out by police or law enforcement officers. The victims are illegally detained, and local police, the reports coming from the Russian LGBT network say that local police are doing everything they can to ensure that the people they detain cannot leave the Republic or seek protection in court. So they really don't want this news getting out.
Now, basically, the Russian authorities have been ignoring the global outcry about the ongoing persecution of LGBTI people in Chechnya.
It's believed this latest wave began after authorities arrested the group moderator on a Russian social media network used by gay men.
Now, over to India, and police in the East India have been investigating a lesbian couple after one of the fathers went to the police after the women registered their relationship. Their father filed a report with police objecting to the nuptials and accused them of using black magic against his daughter.
Ah, the black magic defence. It sounds like something out of Maxwell Smart, doesn't it? Really. The police have responded by saying the girl will be interrogated to ascertain whether she has been forced to maintain a relationship with the other girl or it was her own choice. That's the local police inspector said.
A local advocate who conducted the ceremony said it was legal as India's Supreme Court had decriminalised gay sex last year, and local media has reported that it's the first same-sex marriage, in inverted commas, in the area. The pair have known each other for 4 years.
But India doesn't actually recognise equal marriage at all, so it is a coupling, that you can actually take out an affidavit, register an affidavit, affidavit with local authorities stating that you're in a relationship, but it really isn't worth the paper it's written on. Still in India, though, the local army general, so you just said there that homosexuality has been decriminalised. Great news, but the Indian Army will continue to enforce regulations banning gay sex despite that ruling. The head of the army, General Rawat, told a press conference, "We will not allow this to happen in the army. LGBT issues in the army, these are not acceptable."
Yeah, so they're still dealing with them under various sections of the Army Act,
which was written in the 1950s.
Well, you can't blame the... Well, you can blame the English for that, yeah. So it's not going to be allowed in the Indian Army. And according to local reports, we do not approve the country's law, but when we join the Indian Army, some of the rights and privileges you enjoy are not what you have. Some things are different for us, and this certainly is above... But certainly not above the Supreme Court.
He's trying to play both sides of the fence and saying we're not going against the Supreme Court, but we really are. Across to Lithuania now, where a court has handed down a landmark ruling about gay couples. The highest court in Lithuania has ruled that foreign spouses of gay citizens must be given residency permits. This is quite a momentous ruling because the court denounced the practice of denying residency permits to gay spouses as discriminatory and against human dignity. To quote them, the refusal to issue permits cannot be based only on gender identity or sexual orientation. It is quite an unequivocal ruling.
This appears to be the first official recognition of same-sex unions of any kind in Lithuania. Now, homosexuality was only decriminalised in the country in 1993, and the constitution still defines marriage as between a man and a woman.
And the local Lithuanian Gay League has said it's a progressive ruling that sends an important message to our LGBT community and politicians, and the Catholic bishops have condemned the ruling.
There's a surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
In brief, following up from last week's story, Singapore's government is looking to tighten adoption rules after the court ruled that a gay man could adopt his surrogate son.
In France, the Paris Opera Ballet has dropped its star dancer after he made an anti-gay rant.
A Colombian football chair has called the women's game a lesbian breeding ground.
And the Israeli Medical Association has banned gay cure therapy. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.